This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. All arrangements have been put in place for the first phase of assembly elections in Bihar. 121 constituencies spread over 18 districts will go to polls in this phase tomorrow. Fate of 1,314 candidates will be decided in the first phase. More than 3 crore 75 lakh voters will exercise their franchise in this phase. Districts where polling will be held in the first phase include Patna, Darbhanga, Madhepura, Saharsa, Muzaffarpur, Gopalganj, Sivan, Saharan, Vaishali, Samastipur, Begusarai, Lakhisarai, Munger, Sheikhpura, Nalanda, Baksar and Bhojpur. Campaigning for this phase ended yesterday. The second and the last phase of polling will be held on the 11th of November. The counting of votes will be taken up on the 14th of this month. A team from the Election Commission of India, ECI, will be on a 4-day visit to West Bengal beginning today. They will review the rollout of the Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral rolls. The team, which includes ECI Principal Secretary S.B. Joshi and Deputy Secretary Abhinav Agarwal, is likely to visit Cooch Behar, Alipurduar and Jalpaiguri districts. During the visit, ECI team will evaluate how booth-level officers, BLOs and returning officers, ROs, are performing their duties and may interact with political representatives. Officials of the Chief Electoral Officers, CEO, office will also be present during the inspection. The ECI team's visit is aimed at ensuring smooth, transparent and secure implementation of the SIR program ahead of the 2026 assembly elections. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded a record increase in the number of Indian universities in the QS Asia University rankings over the last decade. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the government is committed to ensuring quality education for youth with a focus on research and innovation. He said that the government is also building institutional capacities in this sector by enabling more educational institutions across the country. 5 Indian Institute of Technology, IITs, Indian Institute of Science, IISc, Bengaluru and Delhi University have placed among Asia's top 100 institutions in the QS Asia University rankings. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has congratulated Amul and Indian Farmers Fertilizer Cooperative Limited, IFFCO, for securing the first 2 ranks among the world's top 10 cooperatives. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said, "This achievement is an honor to the tireless dedication of millions of women associated with Amul and the farmers contributing to IFFCO's success." He added that this recognition is a testament to the boundless potential of India's cooperative movement, which is being transformed into a global model of empowerment and self-reliance. The Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensioners, Dr. Jitendra Singh, will launch 4th nationwide digital life certificate campaign in New Delhi today. The month-long campaign will be conducted across 2,500 camps in the country. The campaign aims to promote digital empowerment of pensioners using face authentication technology. The campaign is being organized to ensure that all pensioners, particularly elderly pensioners, submit life certificates at their comfort in a seamless digital mode. Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology and Unique Identification Authority of India will provide technical support to the month-long campaign. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal will visit New Zealand today. During his visit, he will meet the Minister for Trade of New Zealand, Todd McClay, and discuss the ongoing free trade agreement between the two countries. Guru Nanak Jayanti, or Gurpurab, is being celebrated across the country and abroad today. It marks the birth of the first Sikh Guru, Guru Nanak Dev Ji, who laid the foundation of Sikhism. President Draupadi Murmu has extended greetings to all fellow citizens on the occasion. In her message, President urged everyone to imbibe the ideals of Guru Nanak Dev in their lives and follow the path shown by him to build a more peaceful and prosperous nation. International Cricket Council, ICC, has imposed a 2-match ban on Pakistan pacer Harish Rao for violating its code of conduct during the Asia Cup 2025 final against India. And that is the end of this news bulletin.